Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Bonnie, what are you doing over there? You got natty ice? You get a tank on a Friday night?
No, I have bubbly water.
Oh, right, that's right. It just the colors look very much like natty ice or one of them cheap light beers, the generic version.
I didn't know you were going to tell on me, Captain.
Neither did I. It just happened.
No, I'm not drinking natty ice.
All right. This is Free Talk Live, in case you were wondering.
Yeah.
Still, it is Free Talk Live. And if you want to call in and take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind, you can do that by dialing 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about, or we were beginning to talk about, this story from WFSB Eyewitness News 3. About something called an immunoband. What is an immunoband, you might ask? Well, it's a blue silicon bracelet that has two purposes. One, it has a QR code that carries a whole bunch of your medical data information, including your COVID-19 vaccination information. But the second function is to show an outward display that a person has been fully vaccinated, thus making them safe to be near. So, I mean, this implies that it's not safe to be near people right now, which seems to be that it is. You know, everybody's talking about the 6 foot socialist distancing and all that kind of stuff, wearing the masks and like, no, it's fine. Really, it's fine. You'll get it and you'll get over it unless, you know, you're elderly, you have some exceptional health conditions already. But the same thing can be said for almost every kind of illness. If you are elderly and you have some sort of exceptional medical problem,
you're at greater risk as you age. So, yeah.
If you get the flu, yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think there's definitely, like, something to be said about people of a certain age range not being overly outgoing right now, I think, but certainly the majority of people who are alive have nothing to fear.
I remember not too many months ago when Ian was not kidnapped, some lady called in and said something like, I just wanted to let you guys know, like, it's your choice or whatever, it's not wear the masks, but I am a nurse and I take care of my, like, father-in-law, so I wear the mask everywhere and I'm really careful. And I wish I was on the show that night. I was listening. I was just like, I would have asked her, like, did you not do that last year because of the flu, you irresponsible woman? You know, like, it's what's the difference?
Yeah.
Old people have always died from the flu.
I mean, I can see a nurse wanting to protect herself or others more so if she deals with patients, that you know, elderly patients especially.
But was she doing it one year before when the flu was also already existing?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, the thing is, like, you'll also often see nurses doing things that the normal population doesn't do. So I don't necessarily know.
But she was doing something she wasn't doing a year before, is my point.
Yeah, but there's like different levels of risk, right? Like, a year before, she probably was still putting a mask on in certain circumstances, right?
She wasn't visiting this dad or whatever it was. She was always wearing a mask and not visiting this dad, or like she was the only one taking care of him or something like that. Did people avoid their family members a year ago because of the flu?
No, they didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's not that unreasonable to take some amount of precaution if you're going to see your elderly parent, you know, as opposed to, you know, last year. But
it hasn't gone up. The flu went down, so.
Yeah. The flu disappeared.
Yeah, I mean, but you would do the same thing if there was a worse flu, or the flu had more likely.
But it hasn't proven to be worse.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good question. I mean, it depends on, I think, what data you're looking at and how you're
interpreting
it.
And there's other things other than the flu she could have given him 1 year ago.
Right, right. So I think, though, looking at it from a different perspective, like, I'm going to take the opposite perspective, right? So if I'm looking at this, right, and I'm looking at the data, and I'm interpreting it differently than you, and I'm interpreting it as being worse than the flu and more likely to kill my father than the flu was last year, then I might do something, you know, that I didn't do last year. And that's, I think, the perspective that maybe that nurse was looking at it from.
Because she's only getting her information from the government. Yeah, exactly. What you just talked about is the root problem. The only reason that she thinks that there's some big difference this year is because the government is pushing this narrative that it's so much worse, and it's really not. If you look at, like, have you seen any of the work Tom Woods has been doing on this?
Yeah, I mean, there's different perspectives. There's different experts giving different perspectives on this, on the data, too. So, like, I know that the government, I know it's easy to just, you know, say the government, the government, the government, but there's different experts, you know, both government and non-government and in different governments, right, that are giving, you know, different opinions on this. Not everybody's opinion is the same.
Well, the ImmunoBand is something that scares me because, scares probably not the right word, it concerns me because this is just a different way. It seems like almost every week we cover something that resembles papers, please.
Yeah, I think that is a
and like
more
all
disturbing
of the,
aspect of
all
this,
of the previous things that they've launched to try and do this, right? Oh, we're going to embed a microchip, or we're going to make it, you know, we're going to track you on your phone with an app. With,
right.
You know, that kind of thing. All of these things haven't come to fruition. And so it seems to me like they're softballing stuff out there to see what people might accept. And this, to me, seems like the next thing in their arsenal. They're like, well, what if it's just a silicone wristband that people have to wear? Right? Like, are people dumb enough to go for that? This new technology in the form of a wearable wristband could carry your COVID-19 vaccination card's information and tell others around you that you've been fully vaccinated. How does this ImmunoBand work? Wearers have to upload their vaccination cards for review before they can receive the band. The documentation is stored on a server compliant with medical privacy laws, and the process is end-to-end encrypted, the company said in a news release. The company makes two bands, one with just the QR code, and another with the QR code plus the wearer's name and type of vaccine they received. That is the brand name. It'll say, you know, Chris, and then it'll say Moderna or Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson on it. The bands are both priced at $19.99, so this is a free market thing. The code can be scanned with a smartphone to prove vaccination, the company said. So before I go on reading this, I just want to say that, yes, this is the market in action, seeing a need and filling it.
So right? What would stop somebody from going out there just selling the same thing, basically, but not certifying, like, or not looking at those records? And for $10, this doesn't sound like something that would be
expensive. I'm pretty sure it's not illegal to sell blue silicone wristbands with a QR code on it.
Right.
Well, they would have to be able to be scanned,
and nobody's gonna check
right?
it.
And, like, go.
No.
Oh.
No, because nobody's going to actually check this. I mean, this is a show thing. I mean, this is a fashion statement. I mean, think about this for a minute.
Maybe in some circumstances you'd be right, but there might be, like, oh, you need to get your wristband scanned to come into this, sports show or something.
But you know most people are not going to have this or go out and buy it.
Yeah.
One Philadelphia restaurant is using ImmunoBands to try to make customers feel more comfortable by making clear its employees are vaccinated. Most of the staff members at El Mercury sport the ImmunoBand, according to CNN affiliate WPVI. The owner of El Mercury, Sophia DeLeon, told WPVI she made the move so customers would know it was safe to eat from her restaurant. Because, like, all the restaurants that stayed open that didn't have this weren't safe before.
I mean,
it was
there's a risk. There's a risk to living, right? Like, there's a risk to getting in your car. I mean, if you really think there is a sufficient enough risk, right, don't go out, right? Like, it's not that hard.
I agree. She goes on to say, it was really important for me to have everybody vaccinated, to have everyone come back to work and feel safe, DeLeon said. ImmunoBand President Tashoff Burnton, that's an interesting name, told CNN restaurants in Los Angeles and Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania, have also bought into the bans. Burnton said he hopes the use will become more widespread and help demonstrate support for the vaccination program and help people feel more comfortable as the economy continues to open. It's a way of saying, look, I'm safe, and try to de-escalate the tension and fear that people feel about a year into the lockdown. A portion of the profits from the bands go to COVID relief and recovery efforts. So,
sounds like a scam.
Yeah, and I mean, the fear that you feel of other people is manufactured. It's been manufactured by propaganda, propped up and provided by the institution known as government. More Free Talk Live is on the way. 603-283-6160.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Talk Live. What is a Free Talk Live, you might be asking? and Ask You Might. Free Talk Live is a live call-in radio talk program where you can call in and take control of the airwaves. Talk about anything, whatever's on your mind. You don't have to talk about what we're talking about. You don't have to. Our screening process is really rudimentary, and you can talk about. We only have a few rules, of course, which are if you call, you're probably going to have to wait on hold to get screened. And then the other bit is that you can't say essentially the seven dirty words that George Carlin made famous. Because we are broadcast on terrestrial radio stations, and sadly the FCC still exists.
You know, I have to say, I really don't like how it's our roles. It's like, it's not really our roles, it's the FCC roles, and if the stations aren't going to be able to broadcast it if people were to say those things.
Right. And we're trying to get on more radio stations and spread the message of peace, liberty, and prosperity, not less stations. So if you call in and you cuss, you're getting dumped, and you know, you'll probably be hung up on. So those are the only real rules that we have. Other than that, you can talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And on March 16th of 2021, terrorists calling themselves government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Aria DiMezzo, the home of Renee and Andy Spinella, and the home of Colleen Fordham. These people are known as the Crypto Six. All six were arrested and taken into custody. And Ian Freeman and the person named Nobody continue to remain hostages in custody. What can you do to help? Well, you can check out thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund because these charges are not a joke. It's going to take some serious legal firepower to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case is very likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. You can help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by visiting thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Dave calling from Washington. Dave, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, y'all. Well, how dare you say George Carlin? Aren't you woke enough? I mean, he definitely is a name that can't be stated. He would not have a career if he was born and running his system now. But really quick, too, on the because you guys were mentioning COVID there about everybody being crazy about it. I just had to throw out that for all the crazies that are still lunatics about this, now that everybody's been vaccinated, the at-risk people, at least if you've wanted to get vaccinated, the people who are left are the people who are either, you know, healthy, young. The death rate that used to be under 0.5% for everybody and, you know, without vaccines is now like 0.01%. It's such a low amount of death that you get from the people that are out there still that, you know, are unvaccinated.
It always was. I mean, it was always a greater than 99% chance recovery rate, despite the amount of people that, you know, have been fear-mongered onto your televisions and your smartphones.
Exactly. Now you take all the unhealthy people out of the equation, it's even lower. So anyway, I was just saying, call screener, that this whole free stuff is just killing me. This is what's going to continue the death
free
of the
stuff.
Country. Just free any everything free stuff. It's everything from, if you go back to way, way back, you know, you got the sign on the Statue of Liberty that's bastardized by all kinds of people. They try and make it to where, oh, you know, we're supposed to welcome all comers because it says so on the Statue of Liberty. We're just a free and open, you know, nation. That's not what that means. The sign on the Statue of Liberty is about opportunity. It's telling you that if you're oppressed and where you are living currently, you know, doesn't respect you and treat you right and you feel oppressed, well, guess what? You can try and get into the country of the United States. And if you get here, you have the opportunity to make something of yourself. And there were people in the Wayback Machine who would arrive here, and they'd have everything that they had would be sold just to buy a wagon train. They'd take that wagon train across the country and, you know, try and get a plot of land and do something with it. And if they didn't make it, you know, they failed, they would their whole house would go up in the dust bowl, and the government didn't bail them out. You know, they had to pull themselves up and try again.
Luckily, it doesn't have to be like that anymore. You can get rich with Dogecoin on the internet.
Dogecoin, exactly.
I don't know.
I just can't.
I just want to compare, Dave, the people that you're talking about, right? We're talking about pioneers, right? They didn't really have anything. Sometimes they lost everything and had to rebuild or figure out how to survive in some other way. This pales in comparison to most of the population I see walking around today. Most of the population I see walking around today, I would say they've been very comfortable for most of their lives.
Exactly. And anyone living in this country is much more comfortable. Even if you're one of the poorest people in this country, you're a heck of a lot more comfortable than you are in other countries. When I was in the military, I traveled to some countries where you want to talk third world countries and not having a very good, you know, life. Those are the places where you're not happy if you're living there. So I get a little torqued by people who complain and bitch about this country when they are dang lucky to have been born here. No matter what you are, you have the chance to go from, like, Oprah Winfrey, who her parents were not really wealthy. She wasn't from a wealthy background. And look what she did. She turned herself into a billionaire. I mean, the examples are numerous. But the free stuff, I mean, even free college, this kind of stuff drives me crazy. Because
free college drives me nuts because, like, and especially, like, I don't know if you've heard of this new bill, Dave, where, like, Biden wants to, like, make it state-sponsored kindergarten and preschool, and then also add, like, community college to the end of that. So you're talking about instead of 12 years, you're talking about 13, 14, maybe as many as 16 years that the government is going to have your children. I can't understand, like, the government can't even get more than, you know, like one out of five children that graduates from public school, high school, is functionally illiterate. So the government can't even get everybody to read. That one in five, 20% are functionally illiterate. What do they think they're going to accomplish with four more years of your child's life? I can't think of anything. Whatever they're not getting through to your children in the 12 years that they have them isn't worth it in my
book. You're afraid of charter schools. You can't have your choice to send them somewhere else. You know, the college thing, though, if you have free college, one of the biggest problems with that is that you have no skin in the game. And when you have no skin in the game, a lot of people who would otherwise maybe not go to college, it's like, well, all my friends are going to college. I guess I'll go there, too. And there's lots of parties and fun, and you can do all kinds of things. I mean, I went to college, and I can tell you my freshman year, I was not the greatest student either. I was, you know, indulging in all kinds of the other stuff people do. And I was paying my own way. You know, if I had the check paid for by somebody else, it'd be even easier to say, oh, heck, you know, where's the next party? I'm a firm believer that if you have skin in the game, you always are going to have your maximum effort applied. I mean, I got does not work.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Dave. We appreciate it. Did you have something you want to get?
I was just going to say, I was a valedictorian, so I looked it up recently, and most valedictorians don't do any better than the average high school student.
Oh, snap.
That's really interesting stat.
Zing! Here on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and his cabinet are looking over the April job numbers. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says he knew the numbers would be down.
I think that, you know, we're definitely on the recovery.
Biden says you have to look at the disappointing job growth numbers with some perspective.
All told, our economy has added more than 1,500,000 new jobs since I took office. That's the most number of jobs created in the first 3 months of any presidency in our history.
The president insisted that rebuilding the economy with economic stimulus cash is a long-distance marathon, but not a sprint. The White House is allocating more than $21.5 billion emergency rental assistance to prevent people who lost their jobs during the pandemic from being evicted. New data shows that more than 7 million Americans were behind on their rent last month. This is USA Radio News. Four former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd now face federal charges. A federal grand jury has now indicted former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and three other officers. All four were arrested in the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. They're accused of violating Floyd's constitutional rights. Derek Chauvin is also named in a second indictment stemming from a separate arrest in 2017, which also includes a neck restraint. Chauvin is awaiting sentencing following last month's conviction on state murder and manslaughter charges. In Alabama, a jury has convicted a police officer of murdering a suicidal man who was holding a gun to his own head. William Darby was charged with killing Jeffrey Parker in 2018. Prosecutors said that Parker was killed without cause, but his defense had argued that the shooting was justified because Parker posed a threat to Darby and the other officers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning into the show. It is Free Talk Live. What is Free Talk Live? Well, we're a live call-in radio talk program where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And I wanted to tell you about ForkFest 2021, where you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party, where you can connect with other attendees. You can find the unofficial Telegram chat, and also there's an unofficial forum. Again, links to those can all be found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Come party with us. It'll be a good time.
You better act fast, though, because their space is running out.
Yeah, the week before, which is the Porcupine Freedom Festival, is sold out. And so folks are going, oh, well, I guess we'll have to go to ForkFest then. And that's pretty great for ForkFest, but indeed, do act now.
The week after, so during ForkFest, they were running out of space even then when I called, and that was weeks ago now. So you might be out of time, and if you're not, you better call now, because if you don't, you might not get a spot.
Agreed. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jill calling. Jill, are you in Virginia or West Virginia?
Virginia.
Virginia. Okay, Jill's calling for Virginia. And what's on your mind tonight? You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, this notion that they want to expand college education and make it free for everybody, and then and even rent children from their homes and stick them into school younger and younger. I think this is wrong. The whole thing's wrong. In the first place, I believe the proper function of government, since government necessarily involves force, the proper function of government is only to protect man, includes woman and child, of course, against force, fraud, and violence are forms of force.
Okay.
To protect the person against force and to punish same. And that's all. And since education is not part of this, it's not a police function, it shouldn't be a part of government, and except maybe for some technical training in the military and maybe some police academies. Otherwise, government shouldn't be involved in it. It should not be government financed or government operated. That's one thing.
Why do we need a public military? Why can't we just privatize it?
Because that you need to have it under some rules and. You need to have it under some kind of rule and system so it can be controlled better.
Doesn't that already exist? Isn't there rules of engagement?
I would have to say that she might be right if we had to take the United States as one giant country. It's just too big to be a country. There's too many different cultures going on within it. If we had just states, like, you know, everywhere else in the world, pretty much, then we could protect our own states with just privatized militaries, I think.
And do you really have an interest?
I don't want privatized military.
Would you even have an interest in, you know, protecting yourself against Mass, like, or Vermont? I mean, what are they going to do? Or Maine? I mean, do we really have anything to worry about them attacking?
Some states might decide to have less money going into their private militaries.
Hang on, because Jill said something important. She said, I don't want a privatized military. Jill, can you tell us what the differences would be between a privatized military and the military we have now?
Answerable to the citizens according to the Constitution, according to law.
So to a community then, right? A community of people?
Under some decent control. You don't want it getting out of control and having a police state.
Oh, it's out of control.
We already have a police state. We already have an out-of-control military. I don't see how it can get any worse.
The spending through the Pentagon is, like, way worse than even just what they're doing with the colleges.
So, Jill, from my perspective, what I foresee is a community that comes together and says, hey, we need to subscribe to some sort of a service to provide defense. And so you go and you find
a police force, you know.
So you go, hang on. You go and you find somebody who's providing defense services and you sign a contract with them as a community, as a group of people. Now, because you signed a contract with them, they are now beholden to fulfill the obligations of the contract. And if they don't, why, you can just fire that particular group of people and go find a new group of people who will perform the actions in your contract.
So
as opposed to what we have now, where when government does a poor job, your only choice is to vote. That's it. That's all you can do. You can't fire the entity that is screwing up. You can't even hold them accountable. You can't even get the government to give you the equivalent of an elementary report card about what they're doing. I don't see how the military that we have now would be any better than privatized military.
You can have them. You can have laws about what the military can and cannot do. We already have a few of those. We have a constitution and so forth.
And women still get go missing in the military all the time because they've been raped by their commanders and have to hide it.
Yeah, you know, it's mostly about, I think it's a lot of it's about efficiencies and then, of course, not wasting money, like, on a service that you don't, you can't use or you don't use or are doing things that are not in your interest, right? So I can't choose to opt out of the war in Afghanistan or paying for that war, right? But if it was privately funded, I could opt out of paying for that war, right?
What I think about taxation is this.
It's that?
To provide for protection against crime, there would be something like the present sales tax, except it would be voluntary. If a store, for instance, was open for a few, a certain number of days, whatever it was in that locality, then the official could come in and say, well, this store, are you the owner of this store? Yes. Well, this store has been open for 60 days. Now, I notice you haven't signed up to pay your law enforcement fee. Do you want to pay it by the week, by the month, quarterly?
How is this not extortion?
I'm not paying for any law enforcement fee. All right. Suit yourself. But if somebody comes into this store and holds you up, don't call 911.
But they don't say, okay, suit yourself. They say you're going to jail for not paying.
This will be on the list of places that have refused to pay. I'll protect myself. Good luck with that. I suppose three or four of them come in here. I notice you've got a couple of kids in here. These your children, yeah. Well, don't you think it would be better for you to pay your law enforcement fee?
So, Jill, let me ask you a question.
Would say this place is protected.
What if a swindler did exactly what you're describing?
Hey, Jill, we got to stop you. Let us ask you a couple of questions here. What you're describing sounds exactly like every mafia film I've ever seen, where the mafia folks go around and they go, hey, we gotta get your protection fee. And they go, well, I don't want to pay your protection fee. I can protect myself just fine. And they go, oh, well, that's okay, because, you know, I guess you're on your own if somebody comes around. And then they come around and, you know, bust up the store or whatever, right? This is what you see in the movies. Now,
Well,
the government, things are not allowed to do all the time. You can't see them.
The government is the biggest gang in town. I mean, like, how can you, if you get rid of government, you literally get rid of 90% of the problems, right? Like, I understand there's still going to be 10% of problems from people who are not government.
Hey, thanks for the call,
Tony. Most of the problems go away.
Yeah, I can't see how what we have now can compete in a fair marketplace.
Nope.
It can't.
It can't.
It just can't. It'd take a while to build it out and all that kind of stuff, but yeah, it can't. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back to Free Talk Live. We are the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've actually got a caller on hold, and we'll get to him momentarily. But first, I want to take a moment to say thank you to Ukraine79. Ukraine79 is a silver-level amplifier. If you don't know what an amplifier is as it relates to Free Talk Live, well, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And what you can do is go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can see there's different levels of contributions. What do these contributions go towards? They go towards specifically getting this radio program on more radio stations nationwide. We're currently around 200 radio stations. We could be on more. We could be on 250. We could be on 300, even more stations. It's all up to you. You can go find out more at amp.freetalklive.com. And again, thank you to Ukraine79. He's tonight's amplifier at the silver level. We appreciate you, Ukraine79. All right. I've been sitting on this, in the studio tonight. It's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
I've been sandbagging this story all day because I don't even know what to think about it. This is from Gizmodo.com. Woman hit with embezzlement charges for a 20-year-old overdue VHS tape rental. Yes, you heard that right. You remember VHSs, guys? They were like the big boxy-looking things.
Yeah.
You used to be able to rent the VHS players from the convenience stores or the Blockbuster Video.
I remember being in college and...
I don't remember being in college. I was there, renting, but I don't remember it.
Well, that's good. I don't remember the first 2 years, but the second 2 years I remember. And renting a VHS player.
Yes. In my school, they had the top-load VHS player, so whenever they'd wheel in what they called the AV cart.
Oh, yeah. Right?
It had a big old TV on the top and the top-load VHS player. So, anyway, back in the day, for those of you who are under 30 or something.
So, Bonnie, do you remember that?
Yeah, when I was a little kid, I had, like, Disney movies on VHS. Apparently, those are expensive now, but we don't have them anymore at all. And all the Nickelodeon ones would be orange. And I went to Blockbuster with my dad. That was, like, the most fun thing in the world to me.
So, you know what's really funny, actually, about this? Is that there's actually people with young kids who still, like, go and either rent or buy VHS tapes. And they have VHS players. Like, I'm talking about, like, 3- and 4-year-olds now, like, they've got. And there's still people actually buying these
tapes. Well, so there's... Much like the record player didn't go away when cassettes were invented, or 8-track tapes were invented, or CDs were invented, or the MP3 was invented, some people are drawn to retro technology.
I don't think that's it in this particular case. I think it's actually people still, you know, buying VHS tapes, like, you know, kiddie movies, you know, for their kids.
Yeah, because they're probably cheap.
They're not computer literate, right? And so they barely know how to use their Netflix or whatever it is, and so they're still renting.
Maybe some old grandmas.
Let me just get through a bit of this article. Let's go to the phones first. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
And Bonnie.
Oh my god. That is scary.
Is that all you had to say today, David?
No. I got more. I just got to think of it first.
That was pretty funny.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, I'll put you back on hold. I'll come back to you in just a minute.
I think he's joking.
How we've forgotten what a big deal late fees used to be. In 1999, an Oklahoman woman rented a VHS tape for the then-hit sitcom Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the original version. About 2 decades later, that VHS tape has come back to haunt her after her failure to return it ended up branding her record with felony embezzlement charges.
This story is actually really crazy, and I'll point it out, but keep going with it. It's even crazier than it sounds.
Karen McBride, spelled C-A-R-O-N, by the way, now living in Texas, first learned about the charges after heading to a local DMV to change her name on a driver's license after getting married. She explained to KOKH, the local Fox affiliate, that the DMV alerted her to an issue she had back in her home state. Charges accusing her of felony embezzlement of rented property back in 2000. McBride would later tell the station that she, understandably, didn't even remember renting the movie in the first place.
So the reason it's so crazy is she didn't rent the movie in the first place. Somebody rented it on her account.
That is true. That is a fact, yes.
Even just the fact that that is a possibility should mean that they should just drop their late fees for freaking old technology that people aren't even using anymore.
There should be a time limit for how long a warrant can remain in the system.
Yeah, absolutely. We can talk more about that, but first, let's go to the phones and let's see if David in New Mexico is ready to talk.
Maybe. Government, I was calling about a different aspect of government, but on that subject, I mean, it's common sense that the whatever fees are assessed should be capped at the value of the item. Is that not common sense?
You would think so.
I don't necessarily know that the fees ever were higher than the value of the item. The tapes that these VHS rental stores actually rented were metal tapes, I think they usually got, and they were actually purchased for like $60 to $80 back in the day, so that it wasn't the $20 you might remember paying. So when they charged you $25 or $20 or however much it was as a late fee, it wasn't real, and I don't even think it was usually that high. I think that would be what it would be like if they had to replace the tape or something. But maybe it would have been even higher. But either way, it still wasn't as outrageous as people think.
It makes sense to have the replacement fee be the cap, but you know, we're talking about government, and government makes absolutely no sense at all. So I don't expect that to make sense.
On that subject, the government makes no sense at all, because your government that you have now is not the government that was created when this country was formed. They've stolen it from you piece by piece by piece, and they haven't done it lawfully. They've done it unlawfully with the intent of taking it away from you. And so what you need to do now is take it back. I know you want something other than the original, but if you took it back to the original, you'd probably be quite happy with it. For instance, the military, because the founders did not want...
I got to stop you there, because the Constitution...
No, I got to stop you.
No, I got to stop you.
No, I can stop you.
All right, I'll stop you for real this time. The Constitution is just words written on paper. And so it either proves that, what's the Lysander Spooner quote I'm looking for?
That it was powerless against it if it doesn't, if it even had any power at all.
Right, so it was powerless to prevent the tyranny which occurred, or it just never had the power in the first place. So it is just words written on a piece of paper, and thanks for the call tonight, David. So getting back to this VHS overdue story, court records shared with KOKH showed that the VHS tape was rented at a video rental spot in Norman, Oklahoma, that's been shuttered since 2008. At the time, prosecutors claimed she willfully, unlawfully, and feloniously embezzled the tape after she didn't return the VHS after the 10-day deadline that was on her rental agreement.
Unless there was, like, something in writing of her saying, like, I've got the tape and I'm not returning it. How can they say willfully?
So here's the problem. The problem is that when you used to rent tapes, it was a card usually, and there would be multiple people on an account. So you don't actually know that the account holder did the embezzlement.
Right. According to the docket, the tape was, at the time, worth just under $60. So to your point, Chris, the tapes were worth a little bit more back in the day for the rental tapes. Arguably one of the cruelest twists here is that McBride herself probably wasn't even the person that rented the video. She explained that the likely culprit was a man she was living with at the time and his two daughters. I've never watched that show in my entire life, just not my cup of tea, she said. Meanwhile, over the past two decades, she said that she was let go from several jobs with no reason given. Now she assumes that the felony embezzlement charges on her background checks might have something to do with her being let go from these jobs.
The government hurting people who didn't even harm anybody.
Yeah. Again, this is not a crime. This is not embezzlement. You know, this is somebody who rented a tape on somebody else's account. If anything, the person who rented the tape, unless they had permission to be on the account, might be accused of fraud, for example. Something along those lines. But for somebody to receive felony charges of embezzlement...
I mean, there wasn't any investigation that even occurred clearly, because if there had been, they would have discovered that that wasn't the person to charge.
Yeah, that's true. Naturally, the show's former stars have weighed in and said, oh, this sucks. I'm paraphrasing. Thankfully, there is a happy ending here. The Cleveland court where McBride's case was initially filed was ordered to drop the charges and expunge her record, KOKH reported this past Friday. Likely, I'm guessing, after media got a hold of it and this story ran, because they would never do that voluntarily. We're out of time, folks. Thanks for coming in, you guys. I appreciate both of you. The listeners, thank you for tuning in. This has been Free Talk Live. You can find more at freetalklive.com. Thanks. Peace.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.